Just going to finish up the topic of buying something, buying a tarovis which has an isser that was batel in it. And just because it's been a while since the last chabura, so just to summarize again where we got to in terms of paskening halacha lemaisa on this question. So basically the way this lines up is the two adversaries here are the Radvaz versus the Erech HaShulchan. The Radvaz takes the position in the tshuva that we saw here at the very beginning that purchasing a davar hamevutel is a violation of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. We went through the analysis of the Beis Avram, who points out that this is not, if you read the Radvaz carefully, it's not the Daraisa Ein Mevatlin, even, right? It's Lechul Alma is the Derabanan form of Ein Mevatlin. And Erech HaShulchan, basically coming from the world of Shulchan Aruch, points out you have Ramaz everywhere, and Mechabers who assume also that you can buy things from Goyim. We're not choshes for this. So again, the cases which are open and shut, which the Radvaz is moda to, the case of purchasing a davar with no satam lefgam, there's no shayla there, that's gemaras to be matter that. Purchasing something which is cooked in Eino Ben Yomo Kli, also is almost beferish. Shulchan Aruch certainly matters it. The Re'im tried to claim again, it was talking about something cooked in Eino Ben Yomo Kli in your house, not purchasing it, but all the poskim rejected that approach. What we're left with is the cases of the Isser when the Isser is l'shvach. So again, the major rayas which the Erech HaShulchan brings throughout Shulchan Aruch is the different cases of Machalei Akum. We have a Ramah that said beferish that if I have different drinks which might have Yen Nesach in them, so if I know that there'll be Shishim against the Yen Nesach, it's mutter to purchase. Similar dinim throughout Shulchan Aruch where I can purchase things like that. So a critical question regarding those Ramas is the Beit Avraham has a Hara. He says all those cases are cases, almost all those cases are cases of Suffolk, where there may be nothing there. And he has a Mahalach where he tries to demonstrate that the Radvaz is Moda in the case of a Suffolk, that it's Mutter to purchase. We point out the Stira in the Radvaz. The Radvaz by Paris Eretz Israel, the Tarovis of Orla, was Matter to purchase based on Bittel. Beit Avraham says, yeah, because there it's a suffix. And that makes sense, because if it's a derabanan kind of advance, it's like a suffix derabanan lekula. However, the Erech HaShulchan and the Prima Gadim throughout does not make this assumption, does not distinguish between suffix and vadai, and the Prima Gadim takes the position in several places that it's mutter to purchase davar hamavutal, and that seems to be the standard approach in the world of Shulchan Aruch. Again, the other raya that we said was Recha Milta. For Rav Avadia and his Truvin Yabi Omer, this is a major, major consideration. Again, we have Machlokas Mechaber Ramah about if something was cooked in an oven with a non-kosher item, that Machlokas we have Mechaber Ramah in Simon Sadi Zayin, and that's the machlokas by Recha Milta. If something was cooked with a tray for things, should you be nizer not to buy it lechatchila? Should you be nizer not to buy it lechatchila? Basically, it says it's mutter to buy it lechatchila. The Ramah is choshes not to buy it lechatchila. So the Prima Gadim and the Erech HaShulchan and a few others understand this to be going against all those other Ramahs. Right? If purchasing it is not like b'dievitz, then it's a stira. So the Prima Gadim is miyashev that by pas we're more machmer. By lechem, because alechem yechad adam, we have to be more careful. And therefore, we don't rely on this purchasing lechatchila. The Erech HaShulchan doesn't like that. He leaves the Ramaz Tzarachian and says, anyway, the mechaber is mekel by recha. The Pri Chadash and the Beis Avraham and a few others point out that if you read the Rishonim that the Beis Avraham is quoting carefully, the issue doesn't seem to be so much whether purchasing is considered lechatchila or not lechatchila. The question is whether we should lechatchila be choshesh for the opinion that says that recha milsa. In other words, every other case that we're talking about is a case where the thing is definitely batel. The only question is this a violation of Ein Mevatlin? Here the question is a more fundamental question is maybe it's usher. Maybe it's really usher because there are rishonim who hold recha milsa. Ladina. So maybe ideally we should be that's a different kind of being choshesh for something lechatchila. That it's only mutter Mishmehezi, you're stuck with it, so it's mutter b'di'evit, but you shouldn't put yourself in a situation lechatchila. That's a different kind of lechatchila. That's a pre-chadish kind of, and the Beit Rav is kind of madchir the whole issue entirely. So Rav Avadya's response to that dechia in the Avi Omer is basically to say that we have many Rishonim and Achronim who hold that Reicha is a din of Mashahu. The Reicha does it, the famous riff. The Reicha is a din of Mashahu. Reicha is a din of Mashahu, so that means that if the Beis Yosef is saying that you can purchase it, so that means the Beis Yosef holds like the Rama throughout Shulchan Aruch that purchasing something is not a violation of Vatlin, because the Reicha itself has a din of a Mashahu. Okay, so I didn't see a chreach that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the Reicha is never mashu. It's a major machlokas we've shown him, but it's hard to find the nafkaminas. It's not so clear that the mechaber holds the Reicha is never mashu. If you were to assume that way, then yes, this would be a raya. But so that's how Rav Avadya dismisses the base of Ram's ha'ara in the Tshuva in the Abi Omer. Okay, so bottom line, how do we paskin? Again, the case of Suffolk, the Raya's are very strong. The Ramaz throughout talking about cases of Suffolk, but if you accept the Beis Avram, that's much harder to bring Raya's against the Radvaz. The case of Vada Yisr, but again, many of the cases that we would deal with are a case of Suffolk anyway. If you think about the case of the sherry casks, so that's there's plenty of Sfakus. It's Suffolk whether there's an Yisr there entirely, depending on your brand. You don't know what when you buy the brand. Even if you are Mavar,
not even that, even more so, because some of them advertise it as a
okay. But there's also plenty of Sfakas in Din. Plenty of Sfakas in Din to throw in here. And if the Radvaz is just saying this is a Derabanan kind of Lechatchila thing, so then it's easy to say that we're not necessarily going to be Choshes. Similarly with the milk with the Trefis. Right, that they talk about, right? Again, if the Metzias would be such that it would be for sure batel and maybe not exist at all, which that may well be the Metzias, that it may be in this particular bottle of milk there is no, you know, tarfus. So pick your problem. You know, it may well be, and if it is, it's probably batel. If that's the case, so then the Radvaz is not going to apply. Right, it's only going to apply in the case of Vade. Okay, but having said that, even in the case of Suffolk, again we have the Prima Gadim throughout is Mekel, the Erech HaShulchan, like we said, takes on the Radvaz point by point. The Ashkenazi Poskim are Mekel, the Noda Buda just assumes the Pitus to be Mekel, the Maram Lublin, the Taras Chesed points out the Radvaz and writes that the Iker is not like the Radvaz. The Kol Elio, right, we pointed out before, is also the Pitus is Mekel on this question. We do have an interesting Maramakom, which is that the Beis Yehuda is a safer choose Rabbi Yehuda Ayish from 18th century Algiers, and he has at the back of the Chuvas he has Minhage Algier or Argil. So if you look here, he says an interesting thing in Samaches. He says a Minhage Ikari. Shenagu b'avotein harishon who shelo liknot b'tocha Pesach mechaniyot shel akum lo shemen v'lo dvash v'lo chalav mitam d'shchichi pirurin shel pas. Okay, b'esach hilas ha'akum v'itarvu b'mashkin and iskarim v'chen cheman noagin she'ein konen ota ela kodem ha'Pesach. Right? V'lo tiyem melucha k'dekayim lan l'fiyem minig she'ein ochlin davar meluach v'Pesach. Okay, they don't eat, this is like North Africans, they don't eat salty foods on Pesach. Okay, right? V'chalav ayu ksat chachamim, right, and then he says at the end of Samachet, he said milvad shesh isur lefi aminig b'kniat chalav furish machmirin shelo liknot grog rutsi. That's something else. Hang on. So that's about Pesach, but I think he says in Samachet about during the year also. It's about talking about Pesach. So then, wait a minute. So this doesn't make any sense. Like, hang on. See? Maybe it's not to buy on Pesach. Well, Kodem of Pesach. Alright. I thought this was even during the year. Okay. Okay, so lahar, that's only during the year. Unless I have the wrong Maror Makom here. What I thought he said, I have to check to see if he actually says it now. What I thought he said, what the Chashol and Kortim is saying, and I thought I saw it before, is that he says that they don't buy butter from the goyim because the goyim cook the milk in their kalim, right? So and he says, so that if they have such a minhag, so that would of course include this chashash. That the Erech HaShulchan is madchen. He says that maybe that's just alpi the Rashbat. They're afraid it's like a tzivui. They're afraid that they're asking him to do it. So basically we have the Erech HaShulchan who takes on the Radvash point. We have the Rashi from the Prima Gadim. In the Zivchei Tzedek and the Kafachaim and that was the Chida does pass like the Radvaz and the Shirei Bracha, the Yischosh for the Radvaz, and the Zivchei Tzedek is basically Mekel, but he says the someone who's by the Reicha question, by the past question, he says Machmer Tov Olav Bracha, and the Kafachaim, already by the time you get to the Kafachaim, he in Simon Tzadi Tess, he quotes both Shitos, he's not the Erech HaShulchan versus Radvaz, he's not Machria, so he's a little nervous. In Simon Kuf Ches, it sounds a little bit like he wants to be Choshish for the Radvaz, Nechatchila. Okay, but in the Abi Omer Avadia and the Abi Omer Chelik Zayin, the Yoredeh Simon Zayin Oz Dalet, he's talking about a Shiloh there with some instant coffee or something like that. So he uses the Radvaz to be Mekel, but he points out that he says even if it's a Sveka Dedina, well, B'dievet for sure it'll be Mutter because there's not going to be a Knas B'dievet in this case. I'm not sure how he knows that, but it's Mistaber. And he has other sveikas to be mitarif also. So it doesn't sound like he's like throw out the Radvaz completely, but basically like even a sniff called who we're not going to be choshesh for it even lechatchila. Okay, yeah.
Leaving aside the Efshar Levar argument, like the Sherry cast for Sfardim before would be more of a problem than...
Well, the reason why it might be more of a problem is because of the din of Machal Yakum that the Machaber quotes the Rashba. What?
I mean
that's a separate. That's an
amendment. No,
I mean, so I don't think this makes a difference. Either us or them. Meaning,
it's just a question of whether it's.
I say the Sfardi poskim seem to be a little bit more choshev for the Advaz than otherwise, but there's so many sfeikas that that.
This isn't really the issue.
I don't think this is
okay.
If you have studim that it's heter gomor, then if your only tzad is that it's batel, so then yeah, maybe the Radvaz is what to worry about. But if you have studim that it's heter gomor and it's not even relying on bittel, so then that's where you see Radvaz is just we're not choshes for this Radvaz. The reason why it might be more chomer for Sfardim is a much bigger question, which is the Rashba by Machal Akum.
Right.
That anything which is an ingredient, which is added b'kvius, is not batel. That's a separate din. And there you have the Nod B'Yudit throws it out, but the Mechaber quotes it. So that's a different cheshbon. Okay, let's pick up with the next topic, which is Davar Chara by Ina Ben Yoma. So here we have a five-way steer in Shulchan Aruch, right? So some of them you'll have seen in your regular limud, in Simon Tzadi Vav, right? The Mechaber quotes, we don't have everything here, we just have the ones that you might not have seen. In Simon Tzadi Vav, we know that the Mechaber writes that if I cut a tznon with a sack and shalbasar ben yomo, it's fleishig, but an eda ben yomor is not fleishig. Ve'yosh omrim, that it does have a din of basar. So stam ve'yesh to be mekel. In Siv Beis, he says, all Dvarim Charifim are like tznon. And in Siv Gimel, he says, the tavlin shini dochu, if I used a meducha shel basar, I used a grinder, a mortar and pestle of basar. If it was ben yomo, they're asr lechol b'chalav. Right? Mashma, that if it's ain't ben yomo, there's no problem. Okay, so that's already, if, depending on how you hold on stam v'yesh, that you could see that as a steer.
One's
a night,
one's
a. So we're gonna see all kinds of chiluk. No, that is a chiluk that the Knesset Gedolah says that chiluk. The Knesset goes to the Chiluk, but the way the Rishonim seem to treat Medocha as a case of straightforward case of Duchka. That's why it's Asr by Ben Yomo. By Ben Yomo, it's Asr. So that means it is Duchka. It wouldn't be Asr by Ben Yomo. Okay, so we have to work out why that should be different.
No, it's just Duchka. It's not a night.
Okay, so we have to work out why should that be different. If you're saying it's Asr by Ben Yomo. I understand. So, okay, so we have to see if we can make any Chilukim.
Right. And he would be so
sure
himself on the same page.
Yes, okay. But again, you have to be very doxing with these things because he didn't say that Ein Ben Yomo is mutter. He said Ben Yomo is usher. So what do you do with that?
In the previous place, he said Ben Yomo was
mutter, but Yesh Omer that it's usher. So you didn't quote the Yesh Omer. So if you're a Stam Yesh man, you're like, that's exactly the point. Yesh Omer that Ein Ben Yomo is usher, but we don't pass like the Yesh Omer, we pass like the Stam. Stam says that we don't hold Ben Yomo, so therefore that's exactly why he said it's only Asr by Ben Yomo, right? So if you're a Stam v'yesh legamrei, so then there's no steer here, right? In Simon Kuf Gimel, the Mechaber quotes by the Pilpul Inchin at Bashal B'gdera Shel Basr Ein Ben Yomo, Yesh Omrim that they're Asr. That's all. Okay, so usually, all things being equal, we hold like the Sma in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Yud Gimel, that Yesh Omrim standing alone, we paskin like. Right? So that would make it a stira to Simon Tadivav. Then there's the two less known Makoros.
Again,
it's Bishul. Right? Bishul, is that better or worse? So we'll see.
It's different.
It's different. Right? Right. Then the fourth Marimakum is in Simon Kuf Yudil, Dal, in Machalai Akum. Right, lesser known Marmakum and Siv Ches, Hakafrisin vaKaflutos vaChagovim Shelahem, the Goyisha Chagovim, right, the different sour things, Hakvushim Mutarin, Vusha Roish and Motzim Motzam VaOtzav Alim Karm Bachanuzak Gemara Asurim Shemazil Velam Yain VeChozak Again Puyain Nesaranim VeChein Zeitim Shelahem Hakvushim, right, olives with vinegar, mutarim, afilu rakim harbe, ad shegarinat nishmetet, even though, lo chashin shem zil v'alem yayin, right, if they're so soft, maybe they put wine in it, no, we're not choshesh, ubilvad, shelo yuchatuchot besakin shalahem, vad, and he doesn't mechalik, he's not mechalik, between ben yomo and ene ben yomo, right, he's not mechalik, between ben yomo and ene ben yomo, sounds like even ene ben yomo, even though stam kelim shalachim is ene ben yomo, it's still usher. It's lost. So that's the question. Is Stam Sakin also Ein Ben Yomo? Even if Stam Sakin is Ben Yomo, it's probably because there's Shamnunis on the Sakin. But the Mechaber says that usually we assume is wiped off after a few cuts.
Right.
So if there are going to be Aser, it's probably because of the Ein Ben Yomo. And indeed, if you look in the Beis Yosef, he tells you. So we'll get the Beis Yosef in just a second. Fifth halach. So this sounds like it's Aser. Not even a Yesh Omrim that it's Aser. It sounds like it's Aser. And in Hilchos Pesach and Arachayim, some top name Zayin Sifchet. He says, Zaytim Shinizaru Lechotcham Vesakin Chadasha Afil Israel Kavshim Bikter Chadasha Im Ein Bas Yom Muteres Lekule Alma. Right? So by the Kvisha, he's Makel by the Ein Ben Yomo. Right? Because by the time they get to that stage, they're not the Davar Charif anymore. That's how the Beis Yosef explains. But he says it has to be Im Nizaru Lechotcham Vesakin Chadasha. Not with a chametz dikah knife, even if it sounds like even Ein Ben Yomo, right? So, and the Beis Yosef in each of these places tells you this is the machlokus between the Rishonim, right? The Sefer Truma is the machmir. He holds that charif asers in Ein Ben Yomo, and each time he tells you this is the machlokus. This is the same shaila. Each time he says this is the same shaila. So according to him, according to the way the Beis Yosef presents it, it's a stira. So again, in Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Machal Yakum, he asers. Sounds like he answers. In Taruvus, in Kuf Gimel, he says, Yesh Omrim to be Aser. And in Basar Rechalav, he's Matar Legamre, right? Or Stam V'yesh. So what do you do? To all the Rishon.
All of you make Taruvus.
So why? Okay, so all the Achronim asked the Stira, right? Just to point out, again, the Taz and the Shach, in several places, the Bira Grub points out in each place that he's holding like the Sefer Truma here, not like the Sefer Truma here. Okay, so what are the yeshuvim we can give? So there's a few local yeshuvim. So in each particular sif. So for instance, in the case of the meducha, right? So the tshuva is based David, right? I think it was from Saloniki, right? And Yoredesim Laman Ches says that the meducha is not really fleishig. It's not really fleishig. Why would it become? So
how would it get fleishig?
Right. It's like, how would the meducha get fleishig? I said meducha shel basar. Right?
Yeah, but how does it get fleishig?
It doesn't get fleishig. That's the point. He says it's not really balua. It's only a problem. It's only a problem that it might not be. He says by binyo, but so that's what he says. Even by a binyomo, right? Again, he says by a binyomo is usur. Why? Because we're afraid that it might have some shamnunis or something like that. Funny teretz. By any means, no shaila. Okay, you can say that's why he's making by meducha legamri, because it's not really they never got really fleshing. Okay, have to. It's not so, that base says it sounds not like that. Presumably by pounding onions and meat together.
So it got fleishig that way.
That's presumably what the answer that everyone else thinks, it got fleishig that way.
So maybe it can only give up fleishig. It's not really for basa.
Once it has a bliya of basas, then the charif will give it.
Okay.
That
might be
different. Like a knife, same thing. Okay, maybe. I don't know. That's all he says. He just says that. Yeah, he says that the basar is not going to be nivlaid.
You didn't cook the meducha.
Right,
but again, all these cases, it doesn't sound like that. The basis.
Right.
Okay, so that's in Kufyud Dalit, we have, if you look on the page here, the Mate Yehunasim. That's the place here. We only have half of it here, but. Says on the bottom left, nearly Dvarim Chariv de Churfe Mashal Eshvach Dacha de Kol Iker Isseru Kadei Laharchik Minovit Kochavim Chomer Tfei. The Mechaber Asher in Machalei Akum, because we're more Machmer by Machalei Akum. Right? Okay, that's a local answer. If you look on the next page, we have an interesting sefer called the Chukas HaPesach. That's from the Rabbi Yitzchak Taib, the same author of the Erech HaShulchan. He's going to be sosur himself, because he has the Chukas HaPesach and the Erech HaShulchan, but also on Aruch Chaim. So, but in the Chukas HaPesach on Aruch Chaim, on Hilchos Pesach, he says in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, an interesting teretz, he says, a local answer to the Siman Kuf Yudal, he says, if you look at the last line, he asks the steer. Oh, we see this. He gives the steer to Yochas Pesach at the same time, so we can see both at the same time. So he says, "Sakin Chadash, Mash Midav Sakin Yishana Filin Vechem Oser Veshut Dechurve Dezeisim Mash Filin LeShvach Ubiyor Dezeisim Tzadivav Gabit Snon Sasam Dechurve Lo Mash Filin Ben Yomo Ayin Shav Venira Dehacha Bechametz." Came in the years post Kim Nos Tamil Gam Asr be Pesach, Aval Gav the Pasuk Man Nos Tamil Mutter Gam be Pesach, the Recharev Asr, right? So what's he saying? This fits with the truth Rabbi Kiv Eger we saw when we did Nos Tamil Gam, that when the Mechaber is Matter Nos Tamil Gam be Pesach, he's Matter in Misafik, right? But if you have a Tziruf Lechumra, so Rabbi Kiv Eger says, then we're Machmer, right? Rabbi Kiv Eger said it back in the question of the Rashi versus the Ran. Here the Chutzpah is saying the same. He says, and we have a tziruf here by Davar Charif, we're machri because Nos Tam Levgam is a shaila, right? Vegam din kemaria yavila etc. Machalik zota based on v'chash dar zera kemin Nos Tam Levgam machalik zota gam din Davar Charif imashbiya machalik zota etzal hakel, right? And then he says, or belav hachi harei maran biyoredeya simin kuv yudal. Stam Kalim, he says the same thing. By Stam Kalim, we're Machmir on Pesach. Why? Because even though Stam Kalim may be Omen, but that's only Misafik, that's a Sfek Sfeka. But because there is a Tzad that knows Nam Levgam is also on Pesach, so therefore we should be Machmir on Stam Kalim on Pesach. And he says, the same thing is true in Zaysim, Shenechtach, Besach, and Shalgoyim, Asurim, same thing, because it's Sak and Shalgoyim. So Stam Kalim is also according to the Chukas HaPesach, and this is quoted in the Kaf HaChaim and Orach Chaim, that we're machmir by Stam Kalim Shalakum and by Chametz, but everywhere else we're mekel. So that's not going to answer Simkuf Gimel. Simkuf Gimel by Isser, he quoted the Yeshom and the Chumas. The Chukas HaPesach will probably have to say that That's the Yesh Omrim. You put it together with the Stam and Sarivav and Bimekel. Right? So according to that Mahalach, we're Machmir Dafka by Macholi Akum, by Stam Kalim, and by Chametz. Okay? That's one mach. The other local answer is to answer up the in Tav Mem Zayin, and that's the Maamar Mordechai says. The Beis David says it. You know, we quoted one Beis David who said that. We'll get back to the Beis David, but the Beis David, another Beis David, Nor Chaim, and the Shulchan Gavoa says this, and the Shulchan Avraham points out, the Maamar Mordechai points this out. We have here in Maamar Mordechai in Sifkat Yud Zayin, he says. Right, it says. He says. He has big problems with this mechaber. He says towards the end here. We have to see. No, right at the beginning, sorry. Pirush. Nihi digam kishalo nizru lechatcham besakin chadasha, yesh makom lahatir. Ladas ksatz poskim mikol makom yesh osrim mishum disvir lechorfe zayz mechali leila tam belua mishvay leishvach. In other words, the mechaber said if you do it this way, it'll be mutter lechula alma. Does that mean if you don't use a sakin chadasha, it'll be aser? No. He tells you how to do it to make it mutter lechula alma. Right. So that's a local answer over there. Okay.
You can't make the other way.
Right. Because he's just telling you this is mutl chulalma. Okay. Now, so these are some local answers. In terms of it comes across the board answers. We had the Chukas HaPesach who says Chametz and Stam Kelim is Aser. Now we have the most popular teretz is that of the Eli Rabbah and the Knesset Gedola. Eli Rabbah says, in Sif Katan Chav Dalet in Or HaChaim, he says, he asks the stira, all the stiras, the Katavdi Latarets, in the middle of Sif Katan Chav Dalet, the Katavdi Latarets, Sif Simen Kuv Gimel Kai Al Bela Isser, Al Basim Chalav, Dunos Nam Barnos and Tam, the Heter, Sri Al Ar Poskin Dafil Bar Charv Mutter Vade Esles Machalain Bedin Ben Yomo. Right? Vod Labi Rosigam Lobi Gerchav, Son of Childas, etc. Right, and the Prima Gadim goes this. A lot of Achronim go this. The Prima Gadim in a number of places goes with this. The Yad Yehuda goes with this. The Erech HaShulchan goes with this. The Beis Avraham goes with this. The Plesi goes with this. This is the most popular teretz in the Achronim, that it's Heter versus Isser, because there's two separate shailas. By Isser, so there's no tzir for not bar not, but by Heter, when we have a tzir for not bar not, and it's two ledeos in Rashi whether not bar not is Usser. By Davar Harif, so there the Mechaber is Mekel. Okay, so what's the problem? So that actually works quite well, especially if you're a Stam Legamri person, right? Except for the Hilchos Chametz. So there, the Eli Rabbah says, okay, so even though we're not Barnat is Mutter by Chametz, that's also only Tam Suffolk, but there are Rishon who hold not Barnat is Asr and Chametz, that is Shem Isser. So there we're Machmir, right? There were Mahmoud. The Erech HaShulchan actually takes up the case, and he says even by Chametz he wants to be Mekel. Against the simple reading of the Mechaber, yes, he'll have to hold like the Maamar Mordechai that we just saw, right?
The later Achronim go like this.
So this is the most popular pshat,
right?
in the Achronim, the Prima Gadim, the Plesi, the Yad Yehuda. The Erech HaShulchan goes with the Beis Avraham goes with this, right? This yishuv that it's Eli Rabbah, the Knesset Gedola says it also. He was kodem v'zacha to this teretz. You can say it different ways. The Eli Rabbah says that we're relying on the idea that only tznon v'chiltas is usher by not bernat, right?
Right.
That's according to that. He also accomplishes by Tznon, the Mechaber quoted the Yesh Omrim. So maybe we're more machan by Tznon. The place, he says, more lumdus. Davar Charif can't do two things at the same time. It can't do Einu Ben Yoma and that right now together. It can only do each one separately, but not together. And the Yad Yehuda says, the more pashut way, he says that Legabi this, we're somich on the sheet of Rashi, the first day in Rashi, that there's a heter of not, but not even by Davar Charif. Okay, and so then by Chometz we have two deos. Within that, you have the Knesset Gedola says an interesting idea to be mechalik between the Sakin and the Meducha. So he wants to say that the Meducha is better. Why? Because he has a Chuvas Arashba. Chuvas Arashba says that the amount it has to be a high ratio of Davar Charif to the Davar that knows in Tamil of God. That's what the Rashba says. When you cook a Davar Charif in a pot, it doesn't make the Bliyas in the pot knows in Tamil of Shvach. Right? For the future. Why? Because the Davar Charif can't overpower the Bliyas in the pot, which are so much Bliyas knows in Tamil of God. Right? And it can't overpower it to make it usher. So, Mimela, the Knesset Gedola says there has to be a high ratio of Davar Charif to Nos and Tamil of Gam. So the knife, there's a high ratio that there's a big knife and this onion is about the same size as the knife. By a meducha, so it's a big meducha, so much Nos and Tamil of Gam is coming out into the onion, very balabatish, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You could get a small meducha.
Okay, so then it'll talk.
Right,
then it'll be.
That's not
the Derech Lashira. It's a very funny. It's a very funny. Not really what the Rashba is saying, but it's an interesting point nonetheless. By Bishul be a nafkamina also. The Knesset Gedola is going to be more machmir by Bishul, by more mekel by Bishul than by Sakin, because by Bishul it has to overpower all the nos nam of Gam. So far we've quoted two major mahalchim. One mahalch is the Chukas HaPesach that were just machmer chametz and by stam kelim. Then the mahalch of the Eli Rabbah and the Knesset Gedola that were machmer by iser and by pashas by chametz also. The third major mahalch is the mahalch of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There's a Jew, Me'il Shmuel, who is Kodim V'Zacha, to this pshat, very bad printing here, of the Me'il Shmuel. The Rabbi Kiveger is on the Taz in Simon Sadivav, but I don't know if we're going to attempt to read this Me'il Shmuel.
Where was he from?
The Me'il Shmuel is Reb Chaim Shmuel Florentine, who was Rav in Saloniki at the time of the Ramami Panu. So it's early Achron. So this is the best printing there in Hebrew books, and he... I'm going to try to read it, but he said the same thing as Rabbi Kiveger. What does Rabbi Kiveger say? Rabbi Kiveger says that we're more machmer by Bishul. Why? Because with the Sakin, so then there's two questions. A, is the Bliya going to come out at all? Right? The Bliya may not come out at all. Right? So the Duchka and the Davar Charif has to bring the Bliya out of the knife. So then we're makel that it doesn't, in addition, make it lifgam. Make it l'shvach. But when it's bishul, so the bliya is definitely coming out, so then it will make it l'shvach. And again, he explains that the Shulchan Aruch is being makel by, again, being mitzar of the sheet and Rashi, that duchka doesn't take out bliyas at all. So you have such a daya. The Shulchan Gavoa doesn't like this mahalach of the Me'il Shmuel. He doesn't quote it from Rabbi Kiveger. It was before Rabbi Kiveger, I think. Maybe at the same time. He quotes the Me'il Shmuel as saying this. He doesn't like it. He says, no, Bishul is more he says, Duchka is more chomer than Bishul. After all, Duchka is Aser by Nat, and Bishul is Mutter. But he seems to have, B'mechila seems to have missed the point. The point is that we're being Mitzaref, the Shita of Rashi, that Duchka doesn't do anything.
Right.
That's really the point. And Achinami, according to the day that Duchka does take it out, it's more chomer than Bishul. But the point is that there is a day it doesn't do anything at all. So according to that, the chiluk has been bishul versus sakin. So by kuf gimel, it's a case of pilpil and bishul. The remachmer by tzadivav, where Rabbi Kiveger says this has his ha'ara, that's a case of sakin. They remakel. This problems is what about simon kuf yudalet? What about simon taf mem zayin? Those are cases of duchka. So you could answer the different local terutzim. You could say like the chukas haPesach. You know, that those are special cases. Those are machal yakum. Those are chametz, right? Etc. So that's the mahalach of Rabbi Kiveger. And the last mahalach, so that's three chilukim, three major chilukim we can offer. The last mahalach is that it's really a stira. That's the pashup shot, is that it's really a stira. Because the Beis Yosef keeps telling you that this is tali on the Sefer Truma.
Right.
That's the pashup shot, it's really a stira. So then how do we paskin? Okay. So the Torah's chatos is quoted in Kal Pehe Os Chafal, the Prima Gadim quotes him. The Torah that says the Shulchan Aruch is machmir on this shaila. How does he know that? He doesn't explain how he knows that. But that impresses some of the Achronim. He said he thought the Bahamas was machmir. The Pritoar has said in a few places that we should assume that the Mechaber was Choser. Whatever he wrote last, that is Iker Shita. So he says that whatever he wrote last is Yoredes, Sim Kuf Gimel, Sim Kuf Yudalt, L'chumra. He was Choser L'chumra. That's how he says it. And in any case, he himself is not, he likes the Machmer de Kashita anyway. So that's his own position. That's the Pre-Toar. Here in Kuf Yudalt. In Kuf Yudalt. He says the Machaber is Choser. Okay. The Beis David is Soser himself. The Beis David has two Tshuvas. Erech HaShulchan points it out. He's Matmir. In your day, he says the Mechaber is Machmer, and Erech Chaim says the Mechaber is Mekel. Okay. The Shulchan Gavoa, we saw him in the context of Neres Chanukah, of Moshe Shemesh and Mener. He has this approach that you can create a Stam V'yesh over the whole of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So he says, it's an interesting line, in Simon Tadivav, in Sif Katan Hay, right? He says that on the left hand column, he says, Nakat Rasa Bulashan Yesh Omrim, Khraidat is Stam Rakach Machlokas Alarakistam. So Kuf Gimel is said as Yesh Omrim. So that should be Tafel to Simon Tzadivav. We saw him by Moshe Mishmer, he had the same Svar. Stam Yesh Berichuk Makum. Ravadia doesn't like that Svar because he thinks that it's nothing mine churva, right? That the Mechaber should have been more clear in the different places. But, you know, in this case, we're going to see that he's forced to go with something like that. You can't, it's not really stam v'chakach machlokas lach stam. Problem with this mahalach, with the Shulchan Gavoa here, is that in Kuf Yudal and Tav Mem Zayin, he's sosim l'chumra. So, that it's hard to say it's a global stam v'yesh. He seems to, the Shari Shalom is safer on the Ben Ish Chai on Yoredeya. He has the Piskei Ben Ish Chai on Yoredeya. Yeah. He has a pierce on the bottom. He says that Stam V'Achalach Machlokas V'Achalach Stam. Right? So what do you do with that? So you could give a local tirutz. Like Kuf Yadal is different because Machal Yakum, Tav Mizan is different because it's Chomet. Right? But it's hard to say what the Shulchan Gavoa is saying. But anyway, the Shulchan Gavoa thinks the Iker is Lekula. The Iker is to follow the Stam V'Yesh. And in general, the Zivchei Tzedek, Ben Ish Chai and Kaf HaChayim, that whole group, if you look in the Zivchei Tzedek a couple pages later in Sif Katan Ches, he says like this. He says, Lenyan Dina, Krakasav Leel Kampam Miklalim Simon Sadi Savach Tes, the Sosamaran Zelashonu, Zal Svar Achas, Zadvacha Kovzi Yashomu Isser, Dato Zal the Choshish Lesvar Achrona. Okay, fine. Skip a couple of lines. The Aval gav the Maran Zal Kamen Beser Sim Siv Gimel Sasim Kesvar Rishona Leheter Lazaral Esvar Shnia Mikol Gog Far Maran Gila Dato Bekan the Chosh Esvar Shnia Samach Al Rosh Esim. We've seen this. The Ziv Chaytzedek Avachaim Ben Shchai do this a number of places. You find one place where the Mechaber was clear, and go with that. And everywhere else, he was somech on what he wrote. He wrote there, and then he throws in. This is a chizuk to the shita that holds Rechosh Yashomrim, right? Afal gav demarim b'siv gimel sasim kizvar rishonim b'kom gare l'kaman b'siv kuf gimel siv vav chazar v'kaz l'svar achrona. So it's a chizuk to the shita that Rechosh Yashomrim, right? Because you see that he was choshish for it in siv kuf gimel, right? And this is Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim all say this mahalach. Again, the Kavachim is so sure of himself. The Nor Chaim, he went with the Chukas HaPesach, the Davka by Chametz and by Stam Kelim were Machmer. Here he goes with the Stam V'yesh throughout. And the Kavachim actually has a line. He says, you know, he says, Ein Tzarech Lidchok B'chol Duchke HaAchronim. You don't have to get into all these pilpulma, Heter, Isser, no, Stam V'yesh, that explains everything. You can have your cake and eat it too. So what's the halacha? So according to Zivchei Tzedek and the Baruch Chayim Chavam, we've seen many times. Stam V'yesh, so that means that the Mechaber himself held, you should be choshesh for the Yeshomim just lechatchila, but by Harif said Mu'ad, you could already be Mekel. But we are Mekabel, from the halachas Ketanas, we're Mekabel, we're choshesh for the Yeshomim, unless there's a Hefzad Merubah. Okay, and you have the Shulchan Avram. He goes with the Stam Legamre. He has same Mahalach, right? Although he himself, he says, if you would hold like this, this is what the result would be. Although he himself held, as we call, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that the Chiluk is between Isser and Heter, and Rav Avadya in the Halichos Olam. He addressed this actually in the Yabi Omer in Orachaim Chel Yud in Orachaim Lamed Hei Siv. He says, Stam V'yesh. Yud Lamed Hei and Oz Beis, yeah. He addresses this. He says, he doesn't raise the fact that the Mechaber is associated with Kuv Yudalad and Kuv Gimel. In the Halichas Olam, also, he kind of like whitewashes the issue. I don't know. Like in the Halichas Olam, he says, and again, we point out before that the Mechaber will do that the Rav Avadya will do the thing where he says it's mutter ben mehefsed mu'ad ben mehefsed meruba. What he means is it's mutter lechatchila, even though the Achronim used that phrase mutter mehefsed mu'ad to mean but lechatchila should be machmir. He uses that phrase to mean lechatchila legamri, and he's mad to lechatchila, and he says here it's according to Ben Ishchai, stam v'yesh you have to be machmir. We hold stam v'yesh you can be mekel, and that's it. It's interesting. He kind of like whitewashes the issue. He doesn't get into the fact that a lot of Achronim held to be mechalik. Are there any other shitos on this question? So the Minchas Kohen actually has a piece about this, and he actually throws up his hands. He says it's a stira. In the Chelek Aleph Perek Yud Gimel Oz Beis, he points out the stira. He says that is Magvah Pasuk Mari Karo. And there was right. It says Elikle Des Makom. Right. Sorry. In Os Gimel. He says in the Linyan Dina, nearly. Tarech lahachmer gedas baal sefer trumus shebedavar charev ein efrish ben misakin ben yomo ein ben yomo mushum shachivus adavar hanichtach amazim time of pugim lishvach af shemari karo lohi chriya bezeh din vaadra because of that a matirin b'sar yishona b'kol gom sim kuv gimel sivav right he was machmer so because we don't have a clear achrav from the Shulchan Aruch we should be machmer and the Pri Chodesh also says the same thing. He says he can't understand what the Shulchan Aruch is doing here. He says he should be machmer. Okay, so just to summarize, I actually put together a sheet because it's a little bit confusing. All different chilukim. To take a look, just to see all the different sheetos. So at the top here of the sheet, we have those sheetos who hold that one mahalach across the board, the Toras Chatzis and the Beis Davni Yoredeh and the Pri Torah and the Pri Chodesh and the Chas Kohen, Aser everywhere, like the Ramah, like Ashkenazim. And the Rav Avadya, Shulchan Gavoh, and the Beis Dov Neor Chaim are matter everywhere. And that's following, that's like the Zivchei Tzedek, Ben Shchai, and the Kaf Chaim hold, it's a Stam V'yesh. Right? Except that they hold you should be Machmir, the Yeshomrim, he holds you should be Mekel like the Stam. But if you look, the truth is most of the Achronim are Mechalik in different ways. Right? We have 12 Achronim who are Mechalik all in different ways. And we can put together different cases. The strongest case, so all of those who are mechalik will agree that it's mutter if you cut in the case of Bas Mechalov. Right? So, just a note. Again, it's mekubel out there that if you cut an onion with a fleshig knife, so it's fleshig. The truth is that that's only correct according to those, the pre-Torah, pre-Chadish, Minchas Kohen, so on and so forth. But
Ein Binyom, right?
The Zivrit Menichad Kafraim thing, Lechatrish, but you have a whole lot of, all those who are mechalik, and Rav Avadya hold that it's not. That doesn't that by sakin by basar b'chalav, right? By bishul in machal yakum, everyone of them, all of the mechalakim will agree, and you can see the whole spectrum here. By bishul by basar b'chalav, so then according to Riki Vager and the Mil Shmuel, that's what the mechaber meant, that by bishul is also, but everyone else thinks basar b'chalav is heter, it's mutter. By chametz, so then you're on much shakier grounds, because by chametz most people say we should treat chametz as iser. By sakin and chametz, so you can throw in Rabbi Kivega and the Mil Shmuel to be mekel, right? Because they hold by sakin we're mekel, right? By bishul in iser, so then you have the chukas haPesach mehalach that were only machmir by chametz and by stam kelim, but not by a kli that's vadei and binyomo. But the others disagree. By sakin, by iser, you have that's not correct. Sakin b'Isser should include the Chukas haPesach and the Kaf HaChaim and the Mati. You understand? That's a mistake, right? You have Rabbi Kivager also. And by Machal Yakum, by a Sakin, so then the Chukas haPesach will be Machmir, but Rabbi Kivager will still be Mekel. So you have a whole range of different Shittos with all the different approaches. But by Sakin, by Basar B'Chalav, all of these Shittos will hold that it's Mutter. So that's the strongest case to be Mekel. Okay, this is what we have to say today, and we'll pick it up either next week or the week after.